This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIUC hosts its Langenhop Lecture and Mathematics Conference this week in Carbondale. We thought we'd talk a little bit about what's on the docket with one of the conference organizers. Wesley Calvert is a professor in the mathematics department. Wes, thanks for coming in.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
And the lecture is the Langenhop Lecture. Is there a focus for it this year?
Yes, so our visiting speaker, Suzanne Lenhart from University of Tennessee at Knoxville, is a specialist in mathematical biology. Turns out that used to be to get data in the life sciences was really hard, and then once you gathered what little you could, a little bit of math would take you a long way with it. Now you can get lots and lots of data on things like animal diseases and genomes and whatnot, wildlife populations. And to figure out what life science stuff that tells you takes a lot of mathematics, and she is very, very good at that, and she'll be talking about that.
So often we talk about scientific breakthroughs and technology, and instead of it being on a small, maybe gradual slope, it's almost straight up, and it seems like she's trying to kind of piece all of that out.
Yes. So, I mean, if you put the right pieces together, and what math is really, really good at is formalizing things and abstracting which are the details, which are the important basic structures. And when you do that, you get things like her patent for a way to improve CPR.
All of those things which some people could be very, very much helped by.
Yes.
Sure. The mathematics conference goes on today and tomorrow at SIUC, and there are some people outside of the science community or outside of the mathematics community who would say, well, what more could you learn about math? It seems like once you know arithmetic or division, that's all you need to know.
Once you know arithmetic and division and algebra and derivatives and integrals, then you're able to start thinking about things like, what does all this tell us about how Ebola spreads and how to control an outbreak? There's a talk on that at this conference. Same questions for Zika. How does habitat change affect populations of some important salamander, and how does it affect their development? How do you use quantum mechanics to make a faster computer? Those things we're going to have people talking about at this conference, and those things you're entitled to start thinking about once you know the very basics of mathematics.
You talked to me at this time last year when we were talking about the Langenhop Lecture about it being as complicated as an overture that an orchestra might play. Can you talk about that again, about how complicated this can be but beautiful at the same time?
Yeah, so my brother is a musician, and strangely, people that could not do the things he does with a clarinet or a piano still like to hear him play. In the same way with math, you can recognize that some really neat things are going on. You can recognize that very disciplined thought puts together a better way for you to do CPR or puts together a better view of how to control diseases or something like this. You can appreciate that and recognize it as neat and really enjoy learning about it without being able to have done it yourself.
You can get more information on this and other events going on through the conference at math.siu.edu. Wesley, for people who are perhaps preparing for their high school graduation in the next couple of days or weeks, and they're thinking about mathematics as a career, what would you say to them? How important is it to have a new crop of students each year?
It's important. There is a lot of really important math to be done. Math is neater than most people give it credit for. I mean, I work sometimes with Cub Scouts, and when they were bored one time, I started asking them, okay, you have a pitcher of orange juice, a pitcher of lemonade. Take a cup of the orange juice, put it in the lemonade. Take a cup of the mixture, put it back in the orange juice. Is there more orange juice in the lemonade or the other way around? And all of them thought it was obvious. Thing is, about half of them thought it was obvious each way. And you can play with problems like that, and that way of starting to think and play with mathematics. It is important for there to be people in the world that love math enough to play with it like that, even though it is hard, even though it is frustrating, even though not a soul that I have met in my life is good at it, and I have met some people reputed to be really good.
And again, the Langenhoff lecture is this afternoon, and the mathematics conference goes on for the next couple of days at SIU Carbondale. Suzanne Lenhart is the speaker for today's Langenhoff lecture. Mathematical biology, does this work in with health systems? Is this crossing those platforms to make sure the information is shared where it ought to be?
I know we have several biologists involved in the conference. I know one of the big things with mathematical biology is finding people on both sides to learn one another's arts and to collaborate. Lenhart has been very good at that. We have people here at SIU. I've worked with some of our plant biology people on gene regulatory networks. One of the big things is find a life scientist and a mathematician who can speak to one another.
Sure, absolutely. You can get more information about this. You can learn more by going to math.siu.edu. The annual mathematics conference and Langenhoff lecture is today and tomorrow at SIU Carbondale. Wesley Calvert is a professor in the math department at SIU. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. WSIU is powered by you.